You're listening to Season 2 of Peace Signs, stories of peace, justice, and faith at Penn State University. Brought to you by Third Way Collective.
I think we need to work on being really truthful with ourselves as a community. My name's Woodland, and I am a graduate student, a PhD student in Department of Curriculum and Instruction. And this is my fourth year here at Penn State. I think we rest on this idea of Happy Valley a lot, that this is a tight-knit community where everyone looks out for each other and supports each other, where you're safe, where you're accepted and welcome. And that's not always the case for some people. State College and the Penn State community itself, like there are people who are on the outside and who remain on the outside. And I don't know how well we know how to embrace them on all these different levels. For me, that's the start of it, to like break the sort of bubble that we live in Happy Valley, where it kind of feels like Pleasantville, you know what I mean? In that kind of sense, where nothing really awful, those things don't happen here. No one's getting gunned down, no one's getting tased. We all accept each other. And I'm glad that doesn't happen here. That kind of violence doesn't happen here. But it's the sort of subtle messaging that you are outsider, that you don't belong. And I think once we come to terms with those things, then we can start to address all the other issues. Supporting students of color and retaining students and faculty. There are resources here, but I feel like the resources are all splintered. They don't work in conjunction to make sure that, you know, certain people in the student body are part of the full experience and that they no longer like on the outside of it all. I say this all the time, but I think it's super important, like finding your people, finding your tribe, and being willing to go across the aisle to do that. For me, especially with finding like my new church group, like if you told me 4 years ago that I would be in a church that meets on a high school campus and it's predominantly white, I'm like, no, I can't do that. I can't. No. Finding the people that I clicked with, who I felt really cared about me and weren't really pushing me towards an end mark. You have to be at this level so that, you know, you save your soul, blah, blah, blah. That they really cared about me as a person. That really helped me feel comfortable and me get stronger. So even outside of the context of spirituality, just building relationships with people who you know have good intentions for you and will support you and it'll be there for you when things get hard, because they do get hard here for everyone for different reasons. It's just, you gotta have that. You gotta have your people to help you through it. Stories are important. Stories are powerful. And I think that's one of the most basic way we can connect to each other as people and to start to see the humanity in each other. So in the Community Narratives Project, that's all we're doing. We're collecting the stories of anyone willing to sit down and tell it and build those connections. It's been really cool to see a group of strangers sit down and share some powerful stuff and just learn from it and grow from it and just be that closer. So Community Narratives Project, PSU@gmail.com.
Peace Signs is a project of Third Way Collective, committed to Christ-centered peace, justice, and faith at Penn State University. To find out more and to lend your voice, like us on Facebook, follow on Twitter, or visit us at thirdwaycollective.org.